This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the third hour of this Live Sunday edition with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
A discussion about so-called parity pricing, a.k.a. price fixing, has led into a discussion of prices in general and the monetary policy behind it, which is, of course, inflating the money supply. Usually that leads to prices going up. Because otherwise prices should go down over time. If it weren't for the government inflating the money supply, manufacturing technology gets better over time. It makes it more efficient when they're manufacturing things, and so therefore prices should go down, in my opinion. But when the government manipulates the economy, there are all kinds of consequences that come with that. And one of the major manipulations that they do is they print out more money, which, of course, leads to more dollars chasing the same amount of goods, which leads to price increases pretty much across the board. And you've got a story, Daryl, written back in 2008, but still just as relevant to today, about the incredible shrinking package that you see on the store shelves in retail establishments.
Correct.
And it's written by somebody who runs a dairy.
He's the president, Quentin Fry, the president of Turkey Hill Dairy, or at least in 2008 he was the president, and it's still on the website of this dairy. And he explained, you know, the cost of ingredients are going up, and they didn't shrink the size of the container in, you know, some kind of attempt to fool the customers.
Mm-hmm.
He says that we had three choices. First, we could use cheaper, lower-quality ingredients to make what some companies call a
frozen dairy
dessert.
That's right. I was going to get into that.
That's not ice cream.
That's right.
Anyone who's ever tasted Turkey Hill ice cream knows that was not an option for us.
Right. And if you look, I started noticing this within the last year. I noticed the frozen dairy dessert on the shelves. It was Breyer's brand.
Yes.
That has that. They actually have both. They have ice creams and they have frozen dairy desserts, but they're all in the ice cream section as though they're all ice cream. So you actually have to look closely at the product
and
make sure it says ice cream.
Also ice milk.
I don't know if I've seen any of those.
Ice milk uses milk, not cream.
Okay.
Both products come from a cow. It's just two different aspects of the moo juice.
Got it.
He says the second option that they had, we could keep the containers the same size and raise the cost. That also was not an option because raising the price would prevent Turkey Hill products from being able to compete for many grocery store sales promotions and everyday low price programs.
Mm-hmm.
We also conducted focus groups and surveys, and our customers told us that raising the cost was not something they wanted to see.
Mm.
Instead, the overwhelming majority of people in our focus groups told us that keeping the price the same and decreasing the size of the package was the best answer.
Interesting.
Even if no one was happy about it, including myself.
Sure, because people have budgets, and if you start changing the price, then you screw with their budgets more than they can do themselves by just adjusting to a smaller package.
Right, even though they're getting less for the same amount of money.
He says it really is the most sensible solution and one that will allow us to continue making ice cream in Lancaster County instead of making it somewhere for less cost and continue to use the same premium ingredients that make our ice cream taste so good. And then he's got a couple other paragraphs in here.
This is the first I've heard of this frozen dairy dessert. You guys can tell me about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty much just a lower cream version of ice cream.
Right, it's got a lower percentage of cream.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across a term that I had heard but never really thought about until I mentioned this to Ian, where I showed him this, I still call it peanut butter, but it's technically a peanut spread.
I called that one, too, right? You had showed me this thing, and I said, that says peanut spread. That's not peanut butter, is it? And you looked, and the percentage is different.
Right. So peanut butter requires that 90% of what's in the jar is peanuts. peanut spread requires that at least 60% of what is in the jar is peanuts.
Uh-huh.
The rest of it can be cheaper products.
Right. Well, this thing that I've got, it's not cheaper products. Yeah. It's more expensive than peanut butter because it's got coconut oil in it. And it's got like agave and a couple other things. So, you know, it's a healthier version.
Got it.
And I'm putting the stuff in smoothies, so it doesn't really make any difference if it spreads better or not. But, you know, yeah, you could make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with it.
Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. Brian is in Addison, Illinois, listening online to LRN.FM. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. Sorry to break up your shrinkflation discussion.
No problem. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I've been meaning to call you for about a month now, and I'm actually listening live for once. I was wondering if you had an update on Arcade City or I think his name is Christopher David's wiretapping case.
No, I haven't heard anything new on the wiretapping front regarding Christopher David. He is the founder of Arcade City, which we talked about in the past on Free Talk Live. Arcade City being this sort of vision for a decentralized ride-sharing app that would decentralize ride-sharing more than it already is. So from the idea of having big corporations like Uber or Lyft being at the center of these operations, decentralizing decisions down to the driver level, where the driver gets to set their own rates, the driver gets to make more choices about how to run their business, and there's not some centralized authority making those decisions. It was a brilliant idea. Unfortunately, it was not executed in a particularly effective manner. The first app was functional in that it did allow for ride scheduling to be accomplished, meaning that you could say, I want to ride at this time on this day, and then the notice would go out to the other people who had the app, and then they would be able to respond to you. Then when they launched they took that one off the market as they were supposedly retooling for a launch of a real app that would allow for ride hailing, where in a moment you can request a ride, sort of like Uber or Lyft, where you can say, I need a ride right now, and then people could respond. Then that app was released completely broken. It never did what it promised to do. It had some ridiculous game that had been put into it that was basically just a way to delay people from actually getting to what features the app was supposed to have but actually didn't appear to actually have, which was the supposed ride-sharing features. Instead, you had to do this silly thing of passing around karma between different users without getting into any more detail about what that confusing nonsense was. And it was just a really botched effort, and it was just so disappointing too, because Christopher David was a brilliant guy. I think he's a brilliant guy. I mean, he's a really smart guy who's got I thought he had a really great vision. But just because somebody has a good vision doesn't mean they're going to be able to make that vision a reality. It doesn't mean they have the leadership ability or the money management ability to
And then he created some centralized group that he handed control over to, and then did a token sell.
Oh yeah,
and
to raise money.
Then he took a position of Arcade City janitor or something that was like, I still kind of have my hand in this, but I'm not in charge.
Yeah.
And basically said, you guys are in charge. They said, the name Arcade City has a lot of baggage. Let's change the name to, Swarm Central
City.
Or something. And so now there's allegations that they stole money from him, money that he put them in control of, and said, you can build an app with this. And because they changed the name, he's like, so they stole the money from Arcade City because they're not Arcade City
anymore. It's a bunch of finger-pointing and
a bunch
nonsense.
Of finger-pointing.
And then there was supposed to be another app that just came out on the 1st, and somebody reported that you read a report that the thing crashes on loading.
Yeah, somebody that's in the Amplifiers group said, downloaded it, crashed before opening, 1 star.
It's a shame. I mean, to see this thing botched so badly, and it had so much promise and so many followers, so many people were excited by it. But the good news is there is Cell 411, which has been working since it was released with ride sharing last year, and it's fantastic, and it does everything that Arcade City ever promised to do.
And regarding his wiretapping charge, last I see, he missed a court date in October.
That's correct. Brian, hang on if you want to comment. You're welcome to. And again, Cell 411, go to getcell411.com. If you want a real decentralized ride-sharing app, it's there and it works great. More coming up.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring us whatever you want in this live Sunday edition. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl. and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there. Well, even though product sizing is going down, even though the amount of products in the cabinet packages are going down because prices going up due to the government inflating the money supply, you still got to buy stuff. And if you're going to be buying things, you should buy them in a way that benefits Free Talk Live and still gets you a great deal. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon as well as Walmart through the links you'll find there. And if you go to Amazon, there's Amazon US, Canada, and UK. You click into the right Amazon for you and just get your shopping taken care of. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great prices and selection service that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a piece of the action over at shop.freetalklive.com. We can continue talking about the ever-shrinking product packaging out there in the market. But first, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts, where Matt is on the line in Maine, watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, how you doing? People call me Mustache Matt. I wanted to ask you
why do they call you Mustache?
We don't want to know. I don't know if we want to know. If it's clean, you can tell us.
Well, people call me Mustache Matt because I paid Shia LaBeouf a visit and taught him the truth about the Holocaust.
And what's that?
What's that got to do with a mustache?
I don't know if I want to know, Daryl. Just let's move on. So what's the truth? That it didn't happen? What are you going to tell us?
Well, I want to ask you, when I ask you what you know about World War II, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Hitler.
Hitler. Hitler was that guy.
He was the focus of the 5-minute hate.
Right. So, have you actually ever done any personal research into the Holocaust or World War II in general?
Yep.
Yeah? So, you know that the Holocaust didn't actually happen, right?
No, that's ridiculous. Yeah, we had some of the Holocaust deniers call the show a few months, maybe a couple months ago, and of course that spurred some looking into and rebuttals of their claims. And needless to say, there are plenty of exhaustive rebuttals to the ridiculous and outrageous claims of the Holocaust deniers, who are basically neo-Nazis that try to make Hitler look like he was some sort of good guy.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like you.
Well, no.
No? You're not a Nazi?
I mean, you could say that all you want, but no, I'm not a Nazi.
Well, are you a fascist? He asked a question. He didn't make a statement.
Yeah. Okay.
How would you describe yourself? Fascist? Socialist? What's your gig?
Well, so all I'm trying to tell you is that there are many issues plaguing this country. All throughout history, Cuba, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Soviet Union, North Korea, Vietnam, all of these communist issues that we've had throughout the years, now communist China. All I'm saying is that if we took Germany's side in the war, none of those problems would have existed.
Well, I don't take sides in wars. I'm anti-war.
Well, sometimes you have to go to war.
Nope. I don't think you can give an example of a good war.
Well, if you don't think that you should eventually go to war, if your enemies would like to go to war, then you're just going to get conquered, so...
No, that's not necessarily true. You can defend yourself without going to war with a government.
Okay. Well, you need
more. Let me ask this question. Let me ask this question. What difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
The last time I heard someone say that, it was
Matt called in to say the Holocaust never happened. So what difference does it make to your day-to-day life? Does it affect whether you buy a chicken sandwich or a steak sandwich? Does it affect the price of gasoline?
The reason why it's such a big deal, the reason why it's so important for people to understand, is because it's kind of the missing link to a lot of the problems that we're dealing with today, especially with censorship of free speech. You have to ask yourself, who are you not allowed to make fun of? Who are you not allowed to talk about? And then you have to think about why. Why is that?
Why do you want to make fun of people?
Well, there's reasons. I mean, if somebody's wrong, then poking fun at them or
he's talking about Jewish people. That's what he's beating around the bush at here, right?
Are you not?
I'm not beating around the bush. I'm being very clear with you.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Kind of being very vague.
Is that what you're talking about when you said, "Who are you not allowed to make fun of?"
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I was right about that. Well, you didn't make it clear. You beat around the bush about it.
No, that's not true at all.
Well, the fact is, if you want to make fun of a certain group of people, you can do it on the internet all you want to. You can have all kinds of hate websites sites where you pick
you
on people.
You didn't hear what I said. I said the free speech, the censorship of free speech is a direct cause of the so-called Holocaust. And that affects our
the
daily lives.
The censorship of free speech is the cause of the Holocaust? What does that even mean?
Again, you're not understanding, or you're choosing to not understand.
No, you're not making sense, dude.
I think maybe he was saying.
I've asked you to explain.
I think he was saying censorship is censorship of free speech follows from the Holocaust and the lies around the Holocaust.
But what speech is being censored? Who was going to prison for saying the Holocaust did not happen? Who?
Think about it. All across Germany. All across most of Europe, you can go to jail for speaking out against the so-called Holocaust.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not in Europe.
Yeah, well, you heard about the law in Canada that was just passed about anti-blasphemy laws on Islam, right?
No, I haven't heard about that, but I do believe that Canada is a place where you don't have free speech because they've had laws against certain types of speech for a long time there, so that wouldn't surprise me. But you're not
so you
in Canada.
You don't think it's important to take note of the cause, the reasons why we're losing our free speech in the Western world.
Well,
you don't think it's important.
Have you lost your free speech? Are you unable to talk about the people that you hate?
Oh, no, I'm very able, and which is why I do.
Okay. Well, then what's the problem?
I just asked you a question, and you failed to answer it.
No, you strung some words together that implied a question mark at the end. It was not a question of any
apparent
fact.
You asked me about Canada, and I told you I had not heard about that, but that I wouldn't be surprised to find out that it's true. I absolutely answered your question.
I asked you a simple question, and you keep failing to answer it.
What's the question?
The question is, you're not worried about losing your right to free speech in the United States of America.
I don't tend to worry about things in general, but I believe in freedom of speech. I'm an advocate for freedom of speech. That doesn't mean that I have to provide a platform for
it. Are you worried that those rights are being infringed upon?
I have not seen any evidence that free speech has been impinged in general in the United States.
Well you just called me a Nazi for questioning a historical
No, I asked if you were a Nazi.
So
would you say that you're a Nazi?
It's widely accepted to call people that if you disagree with them. Donald Trump's a Nazi. This person's a Nazi. That person's
a Nazi.
So are
you or are you not a Nazi?
I answered that question before for you. You
weren't clear. Thanks for the call.
Then you brought it back up.
Toll-free number. It's pretty clear, you know, what you are. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ted Brower from HealthMasters.com. Many of you have heard me over the years on stations and around the country speaking on the top 10 foods never to eat. Today's health tip is stress is a killer, and it produces a hormone called cortisol. High levels of cortisol can be deadly, so I am proud to introduce to you my newest product, Cortisol Buster. We have taken a combination of three purity-tested adaptogenic herbs that can help take the bite out of stress. These clinically studied herbs have been used for thousands of years to help strengthen and rejuvenate the body. In one study, libido was increased in both men and women, plus fertility increased. On top of that, strength, endurance, and testosterone increased. Another study showed that these herbs helped to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of well-being. So if you want to help combat the ravages of stress, go to HealthMasters.com to order your bottle of Cortisol Buster. Use coupon code GCN for special pricing. One more thing, if you like this health tip, go to HealthMasters.com to get information on my daily one-hour commercial-free national news and health talk show.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that is a point here on Free Talk Live. Doesn't mean we're going to agree with you, however. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
So we continue. Also want to let you know about SaveItPurse.com. You want to save big time on the products you're looking to buy? Well, you can do that at SaveAtPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. You can save easily 20%, 25%. Or less. You can choose less if you want. I say choose as much as you can save, because if you're not in a rush, then you can get some really great deals from Save It Purse. If you are in a rush, you can use Purse Instant and save 5% right there off the top of the Amazon prices. Plus, you get the Prime shipping deals. Now, Daryl, did you say they were going to be doing a special offer over at Purse? When was that?
They are doing a special offer the next 3 days, beginning at 12:01 a.m. on Monday, going until 11:59:59 on Wednesday. 8% off if you do the Instant Buy.
It's amazing. And here's how you get these special offers and these amazing deals. This isn't just on like a couple of products. This is on anything you want to buy at Amazon. You can basically save a bunch of money. I've been doing it for more than 2 years. I've saved over $1,500 off of the prices of stuff I would have been paying full price for, because I was going to buy them anyway. So why not save 20% or more? Or, you know, again, it's up to you. You can choose your discount. The higher the percentage, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. But I've had 25% get fulfilled within 24 hours of me placing that order. It's amazing. The catch, though, is you have to have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency that you can then shapeshift into Bitcoin over at saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We got Josh on the line in Rockland, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Yes, hello.
Hey.
I'm Jewish. I like reading the neo-Nazi websites. They say we own the banks, we run the world, we did 9/11. It's a lot of fun, a lot of reading them, thinking that I own the world.
Yeah, it must be nice owning all those banks, huh?
I can barely pay my mortgage.
Yeah. Well, no, wait, are you saying that not all Jewish people are exactly the same? How about that?
Well, there's real Jews and fake Jews.
What does that mean?
Jews that keep the religion and Jews like Chuck Schumer who are just leftists.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
So the ethnic Jews versus the religious.
Got it.
Yeah.
Josh, was there more you wanted to say or just point out that not all Jews are the same individual and don't deserve to be hated based on the group that they find themselves in?
Well, the guy had the absurdity to say that the Holocaust didn't happen. My grandfather was one of them in the Holocaust that was fortunate enough to have a gun. He went around to the forest in Hungary and protected himself.
He did what in Hungary? I'm sorry, there was a baby.
He was a partisan in Hungary. There were groups of Jews that went in the forests in Hungary. They were fortunate enough to have guns.
They could defend themselves.
They never had a chance.
Yeah. I mean, to deny the Holocaust exists is just ridiculous denial of history. To deny the experiences that thousands of people had, the horrifying experiences that hundreds of thousands, I think, had
millions.
Well, millions died, but I mean, there are still some people who are alive from that.
Correct.
And you know, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous conspiracy theory that anybody who wants to learn more about the rebuttals, there's all kinds of exhaustive rebuttals by people who have done the research to counter the claims that the hollow they call themselves hollow hoaxists or whatever. They believe the whole thing was a hoax. It's real hoax. It's ridiculous. Josh, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, but thanks.
All right, thanks for the call tonight. Let's go to Sarah.
There is another phenomenon that I learned about related to the Holocaust that I learned about today, where there was a gentleman who had taken umbrage at photos he'd seen taken by people who were visiting the Holocaust Memorial or Holocaust Museum of some kind, and they were doing yoga and taking selfies and stuff, and this man was very upset at the lighthearted nature of these photos in such a serious place. So he was taking these people's images and removing the images of the people themselves and then reimposing them on actual Holocaust scenes.
Ooh.
And putting them up on his website and then making sure that these people...
So, like, gruesome backgrounds with people taking selfies.
Yoga poses and leaping in the air with big smiles on their face.
To show that they're not... they didn't have the reverence that he believed that they should have.
Right, and then he gave them the opportunity to apologize. And if
what
they
did they do?
Then he would remove them from his...
Interesting.
From the online presence that he created.
Wow. Let's continue here. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I was wondering if President Trump would, round up all the dope dealers and gang members and auto theft criminals out of Albuquerque, because New Mexico is just full of all these dope salespeople.
Hold on, let me see if I understand this question correctly. You want Donald Trump to basically send the feds into Albuquerque to remove the criminals?
Well, you know what? I heard what they did in San Diego with the Sereno gangs or something. They found the guns and dope and heroin. And I heard that and I thought, I got so excited because maybe he could come over this way and do the same. Yes, of course. I mean, we're number one in auto theft. Where are they taking all the cars? Look, we're right on the border of Mexico. All the dope is just coming straight up from I-25. And then they funnel it through and we intersect I-40, and then they take it from here to L.A. I'm all excited. I mean, I voted against Donald Trump, but if he's going to round up all the criminals... And
are
all
you
that,
being facetious, or are you, like, really honest with us right now?
No, I'm excited about it, you know? But I'm stuck with him.
Okay, so let's do a little history lesson here, Sarah. The war on drugs has been going on for a long time. They've been trying to arrest their way out of the drug problem for many decades, and it hasn't worked. What makes you think Donald Trump's going to be able to come in there and round up all the drug dealers?
Well, you know what? That's the thing that he always talks about is that he wants to, you know, out of the illegals, he wants to just round up the dope dealers, the gangbangers, and the lawbreakers. And so I was told that he was doing that in San Diego, so I'm getting my hopes up. We got plenty of them. Half the state is all full of them.
You're saying that half of the people that live in New Mexico are undocumented immigrants that are also drug dealers and car thieves?
No, but we got plenty of it. I don't know what the percentage is, but
most, which would be more than half.
Well, the thing is, we have those Narcons at all of our public libraries. How about that?
For Narcons? What's a Narcon?
Yeah, the Narcons, it's available at all of our public libraries.
You're talking about Narcan? The anti-overdose medication for opioids?
Yes. Now they're available at all of our public libraries for all the rescue the people that are overdosing at the libraries. So that's how bad the drug epidemic is.
I don't think they're overdosing at the library.
It probably has happened. I mean,
there may have been one person somewhere at some point that overdosed at a library, but I seriously doubt that everybody that overdoses is at the library.
Shooting up over in the corner.
Sarah makes things up based on, you know, little snippets of what she hears on talk radio, and then she strings those words together when she calls this show.
So, Sarah, I mean, got bad news for you. Donald Trump can talk about rounding up people all he wants, but ultimately no amount of rounding up or drug war enforcement is going to end the problem
of
drug addiction.
I'm going to put my Chris Reitman hat on for a second and say there's no constitutional authority for the federal government to go in to enforce local crime laws.
Toll-free number tonight. Thanks for the call, Sarah. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to end drug violence, drug gangs, then you have to legalize drugs. It's the only way out of this. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We've got enough time for you if you want to join us. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
So, also want to remind you to join the Free Talk Live AMP program. If you like this program, if you like what we're doing here live 7 nights a week talking about the ideas of freedom, liberty, and peace, then you should get behind the show for $5 a month. It's the AMP program. It helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 150 radio stations carrying this show at various different times throughout the week, and we can have 300, 400, it's possible. We just need to be able to market the show effectively to those stations. So if you want to help us with that project and also get cool perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, which is a podcast that has our show but without the commercials that our normal podcast has. And there's also the AMP Only Facebook group and some other perks. Go and learn more about all of that over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, and American Express, and Bitcoin right there on the AMP page. And so get the details, and please get signed up. It helps us out a lot and only costs you a little bit. AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Story coming from Investors. .com headline from, looks like it came out maybe a week or so ago, but it's the first time hearing about it. The Heritage Foundation published their 2017 Index of Economic Freedom, and it shows advances worldwide in cutting regulations, curbing government spending, rooting out corruption, and increasing openness to international trade and investment. The country lagging behind the United States. The index is a comprehensive measure of economic freedom that compiles data from dozens of independent sources to measure the extent to which a government intervenes through economic policy to control the actions of its citizens and businesses. The latest edition reflects conditions in the world economy through the middle of 2016. Since 1995, when the index was first produced, there has been about a 5% increase in economic freedom around the world. Now, that may sound small, but that modest increase has been accompanied by massive improvements in human well-being. Global poverty rates have dropped by two-thirds as economic freedom has grown.
So a 5%, and I'm looking at the actual rankings here.
Yep.
So I want to give some context on what a 5% increase would do. It would move the United States from where it sits, and I'm going to go ahead and spoil this. I know you've not gotten to it yet article. You know what? I won't say exactly what the ranking, but it would move the United States from where it is up 11 spots.
Yep.
And 5% increase.
The United States is down from its position last year. We'll tell you that here in a moment. But again, back to the story here from investors.com. Economic freedom matters for a lot of reasons beyond income and wealth. It's true that improvements in economic freedom correlate with increases in economic growth, and countries with higher levels of economic freedom have much higher average per capita incomes. In addition, however, their citizens enjoy myriad other benefits. They're better educated, for example, and enjoy better health and longer lives than those who lack economic freedom. Economic freedom even helps the environment. Economically free countries scored almost 30 points higher on the Yale University 2016 Environmental Performance Index than did countries where economic freedom is repressed.
A 5% increase would also move Botswana up from where it is to being tied with the United States.
This year, more than 100 countries recorded increases in their economic freedom. More than 100 countries more free now than they were a year ago.
That's out of 180 that they rated.
Correct. Those winners are found around the globe, but the Asia-Pacific region had the highest number of countries recording major gains. 49 countries recorded their highest economic freedom scores ever. This group included both China and Russia, though even with their improvements, both continue to lag far behind most Western developed economies in economic freedom. The U.S. regrettably headlined the list of countries not only losing freedom, but recording their lowest scores ever. Driving the United States' decline was a new category in the index, fiscal health. That category measures fiscal deficits and government debt relative to the size of the economy. U.S. government spending has accounted for over 38% of total U.S. economic activity over the last 3 years, with deficits averaging above 4% of GDP and total government debt exceeding a full year's output of the economy. U.S. business and labor freedom both also declined slightly over the last year, increasing concerns that the combination in recent years of expanding government, increased regulatory and tax burdens, and the loss of confidence that has accompanied perceptions of increased cronyism, elite privilege, and corruption is eroding U.S. international competitiveness. And so I don't think they mention it here, but last year in the 2016 version of this study, the United States was at number 11. And this year it has only lost 0.3 of a percentage of change, because what they do is they give a score. So
yes.
Their total economic freedom score, so Hong Kong is the number one most economically free place, as it has been.
With an 89.8.
Right. It's been in that, and by the way, it's more free this year than it was last year.
Correct.
It's gone up by 1.2 percentage points. It has been at the top of this list since we've been reporting on it, and I think we've been reporting on it for more than a decade on Free Talk Live. Hong Kong, solidly the number one country. Singapore, number two, following close behind at 88.6. So the U.S. ranking only went down by 0.3, but there were so many other countries that went up in freedom that
yes.
they surpassed the United States. So the U.S. has been bumped way down the list in the top 20 to number 17. So it dropped from 11 to number 17, the 17th most free economy in the world, as according to the Heritage Foundation. That's pathetic.
And that 5% increase that they said that, you know, the world has seen,
that
would bump the United States from 17 to 6.
Yep, but the U.S. is going in the wrong direction, Daryl. It went down in
yes.
freedom, fewer freedoms economically than previous.
There are only five countries that got over an 80% on this ranking. Hong Kong, Singapore, you mentioned.
That's right.
New Zealand, Switzerland, and Australia.
That's the top five.
Estonia is number six.
Yep, it's also gained freedom. Pretty much most of these countries in the top 20 gained freedom, with the exception of Ireland, which dropped by 0.6 to it's at number 9 right now. Chile dropped by 1.2. It's at number 10. United Kingdom had a no change, so they didn't. They're zeros on
US
the change.
U.S. and Denmark both had slight decreases. 0.3 and 0.2% respectively.
So just round out the list here for you. It's going to get longer and longer as the U.S. continues to drop down this chart. So you gave the top five. Number six, Estonia. Seven, Canada. Eight, UAE, the United Arab Emirates. Nine, Ireland. Ten, Chile. 11, Taiwan. 12, the United Kingdom. 13, Georgia. Which jumped up by 3.4%.
The Republic of Georgia, not the country.
That's right.
Or not the state.
14, Luxembourg, which went up by 2%. The Netherlands at number 15. Lithuania at 16. And then again, the United States at number 17. Now we go all the way down to the bottom.
Let's round out the top 20, all right, Denmark, sure. Sweden, and Latvia.
So we go down to the bottom of the list where North Korea is finally making an appearance with a 4.9 score, up in freedom by 2.6% percentage points. So I guess they were in last year's rankings, but I remember in other rankings, North Korea never even showed up because it's hard to get any kind of useful data out of that country.
Correct.
You can't rank the country's freedom rating versus other countries when you don't know anything about their economy. There isn't much of an economy to speak of in North Korea, but there is a black market, and the folks over at Link, the Liberty for North Korea, Liberty in North Korea, they have been reporting on the black market and how basically the black market there is what's feeding people.
So let's just actually look at some of the subcategories here.
By the way, number 180 was North Korea. Number 179, Venezuela, down 6.7%. So one of the least free countries in the world. Just above them is Cuba and the Republic of Congo, Eritrea, Zimbabwe, Equatorial Guinea.
In North Korea, they got a 5 for labor freedom, a 5 for business freedom,
five out of
100.
Okay.
They got a 5.
I'm sorry.
For
judicial
effectiveness, an 11.6 for government integrity. Just let that sink in for a moment, and a 32.4 for property rights. They got zeros in monetary freedom, government spending, tax burden, fiscal health, trade freedom, investment freedom, and financial freedom.
Yeah.
Which is how they wound up with a 4-point-something.
We're going to link you to the full ranking. They always have all kinds of data that you can dig into. Each country has its own page with information.
And you can compare countries as well. So if you want to compare the U.S. and North Korea, you can do that.
Yeah, it's not as bad here as it is in North Korea. But the important thing to take away from this is it's not getting better in the United States. While other countries, 100 countries, got more free in the last year, the U.S. got less free.
It got more fiscally free in North freaking Korea.
That's true. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to SaveItPurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. SaveItPurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.